And now, learning English with iconic British band, The Beatles. According to a 2014 survey, The Beatles are the very best band to help you learn English. This isn't surprising, given their catchy tunes and their easy-to-follow lyrics. There are examples of all uses of grammar and a wide range of vocabulary included in the more than 200 songs that the band recorded in less than a decade. Below, we have listed 10 of their best-known and most accessible songs, although even their more complex songs have some language in them that is easy to understand. Pre-intermediate, Yellow Submarine. A children's favourite, the theme from the 1967 cartoon of the same name is largely in the past simple, using common, regular and irregular verbs. The opening line has an important phrase for this level. I was born. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed onto the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. Pre-intermediate, Here Comes the Sun. George Harrison's 1969 song of Hope has just 36 distinct words and is largely in the present simple, with some examples of the present perfect. It also features other important aspects of English grammar, such as adjectives and word order. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Lower intermediate, A Hard Day's Night. Inspired by a throwaway comment by drummer Ringo Starr, this 1964 song was written for the first Beatles film. It is an ideal introduction to the present perfect, both simple and continuous forms, and present continuous with the modal should and the idioms working like a dog and sleeping like a log. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. Lower intermediate, Help. John Lennon's 1965 plea for assistance from the Beatles' second film has examples of the present simple and present continuous, the past simple and present perfect. It also uses the indefinite pronouns somebody and anybody, as well as the comparative form of the adjective young. Help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Lower intermediate, Yesterday. essentially a Paul McCartney solo song, the other Beatles are not on the track, this 1965 song opens with a comparison between the past and the present. It uses the adverb suddenly and the phrases to look as though, meaning to seem, and to long for something, meaning to wish for something. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Upper Intermediate. Hey Jude. Paul McCartney's song of encouragement to John Lennon's son is ideal for practicing imperatives, both positive and negative. It uses the narrative style, the comparative, the passive, and the confusable phrase, you were made to, which here means you were created to do something rather than to be forced. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Upper Intermediate, Let It Be. The Beatles' final single, While Still Together, begins with a narrative tense, used for storytelling. This aside, it is a very simple song using the present simple, present continuous, and the imperative. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Upper Intermediate, Penny Lane. A reminiscence of the Liverpool of the Beatles' youth, this 1967 single, a double A-side with Strawberry Fields Forever, famously did not hit the top spot in the UK, stalling at number 2. It has examples of There Is, a lexical set of jobs and occupations. In Penny Lane there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to have known, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laugh at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies I sit, and meanwhile though. Advanced, Eleanor Rigby. This 1966 song is the story of two fictional characters, both suffering from loneliness. It is almost completely in the present simple, and analysing the imagery and metaphors used is a good exercise for advanced learners. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Advanced, with a little help from my friends. Famously covered by Joe Cocker, this song begins with a perfect example of the second conditional and also features the zero conditional. What do I do when my love is away can be rewritten as when my love is away, what do I do? The chorus uses the phrasal verb get by, the idiom get high, and the future going to, here in the colloquial form gonna, for an intention. What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.